One of the strongest responses to Governor Palin's decision to resign came from Senator Lisa Murkowski. Her office put out a statement Friday night saying the senator was deeply disappointed in the governor for deciding to abandon the state and her constituents. Murkowski says after a couple days' reflection, her reaction has not changed.
I feel very strongly about my personal commitment as an elected official to the state of Alaska. And the governor's decision may be the best decision for her. I guess I remain to be convinced that it's the best decision for the state. She has a commitment to Alaska, and my statement was simply reflecting that.
Murkowski says she wants to make sure the state's pressing issues are handled well during the transition to a new governor. None of the members of Alaska's congressional delegation had a heads up that Governor Palin would announce her resignation plans, so Murkowski's staff hustled Friday to get word to the senator. She was at her family's remote cabin near Healy Lake in the interior. In order to reach her, Murkowski's staff got a radio message to someone at the lake, who then took a boat to the senator's family cabin to search for her.
They went up the slough a couple hours later and found where we were and said there's some news back home, and that was how I got it.
Murkowski says it was disconcerting because they initially thought it was an emergency situation. She said at first she was concerned that North Korea might have used the July 4th holiday to launch a missile. In order to relay a statement back to her staff, Murkowski boated to the middle of Healy Lake and used a satellite phone. She says it was definitely worth the effort since Governor Palin's decision has such a big impact on the state.
When you receive news that your state leader is stepping down, I think it warranted tracking me down and letting me know.
Senator Murkowski hasn't yet talked to Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell, but says he had reached out to her office and she expected to speak with him soon. Murkowski says she has not heard from Governor Palin.